from WUWF Public Media.
Welcome to Acoustic Interlude Sessions, a podcast featuring performances and interviews with local, regional, and nationally known artists recorded in the studios of WUWF Public Media. I'm John McDonnell. Abigail Dowd is a native of the North Carolina Sandhills, a unique rural area with a centuries-long tradition of storytelling. Abigail's music definitely reflects that culture, as well as the Celtic-based folk songs that can be found throughout the region. Abigail also skillfully blends modern progressive folk with Americana and traditional Celtic. We recorded Abigail Dowd in WUWF's Studio A.
Outside of my window, it's a beautiful day. I ought to go out for a while. Call up a friend or lean on a stranger. I could sure use a smile on this beautiful day. Beautiful day outside. Mama called this morning, but I didn't answer. I didn't have the heart to say that I've been feeling kind of lonely. Sometimes I get blue, and Mama's trying to make it all okay. 'Cause they want every day to be a beautiful day. Beautiful day outside. Ever get lonely? Wonder how much farther you can go. And do you think that you're the only one who knows? Friend, I know because I have seen the darkness and I've got shadows inside. But I hold on for the light, and I have never known a sorrow that didn't make me stronger. There's never been a day that the sun don't rise to bring a beautiful day. Beautiful day outside. Even the longest nights are just the start of a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Oh, a beautiful day outside.
I can't imagine that it's ever not a beautiful day in Pensacola. It's always beautiful when we come. I'm going to play another song called Run. And I wrote this song when I was reading about indigenous languages and people from Polynesia. And it was talking about how languages go extinct faster and more often than plants and animals, and we have these whole campaigns to save plants and animals from extinction, but we don't talk about languages. And I thought if we work to save these indigenous languages, we might know how to take care of the plants and animals a little better. I thought, what would it be like if I was the last person who could speak my language?
Woman of my tongue. seas, the stars and water speak to me, and the gods who are on the run, run, run. They're on the run, 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 run. There's a halo around the moon, I know the rain is coming soon. There's gonna be a flood. Mother Earth looks to the sky, I hear her whisper friend goodbye. Let the water run, let it run, 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 run. Let it run, 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 run. Let it run, 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 run. And I call out to the ones who came before, tell me what can I do. They say, daughter, our stories cannot help you anymore. No one can hear you. We've lost the language of the land. There's no woman, child, or man who knows where they come from. We are running out of time to save this planet, humankind. Oh, where will you run? Where will you run? Run, run, run. When there's nowhere to run, run, run. You better run, run, run.
Nice. Abigail Dowd with Jason Duff on Acoustic Interlude from our Studio A. I'm John McDonnell. Great song. I really like that.
Thank you.
I loved your intro about, you know, all the indigenous languages we just sadly let die.
We do. It's a kind of stunning that we don't pay any attention to that.
I know. It's you read almost, you know, a couple of times a year, every year, it seems like. There's down to, like, you know, the last few people that speak, you know, like a certain native language, you know, and it's sad. It really is.
It is.
And there's no provisions that we make. We just kind of let it happen. But it's a great idea for a song. And you two sound really good, you and Jason.
Thank you.
Now, are you a songwriting team or?
No, I'm the songwriter so far, for now.
So far, yeah. How long have you guys been playing together then?
Oh, gosh, probably maybe 8 years now.
Oh, wow. So a little while, yeah.
While.
How'd you meet him?
Oh, I tracked Jason down. Actually, I didn't track him down. The universe put us together on an airplane. I was living in Maine at the time and swore I would never leave the Northeast. And I was traveling down to Greensboro, North Carolina, which is where my family lives now.
Right.
And where Jason is from. And I was rerouted from LaGuardia to the Atlanta airport, and I was really mad about this because it made my trip longer. And it was really late at night, and I was in the terminal of the Atlanta airport, and I look across, and we kept catching eyes across the terminal. And I was really tired, and I thought, oh, I don't have, like, just don't even have the energy. And then we got on the plane, and our seats were next to each other, and we talked the whole way.
Wow.
We didn't get each other's names, and so when I got to the car, my mom picked me up at the airport, and I chased him down in the parking lot.
Did
so
you
that
really?
So that we could swap names. And then a couple weeks later, he found me, like, my music page, and he liked my music page. And a couple months later, I lived in Greensboro.
Wow.
And he thought I was crazy because a couple months later, it's not enough time to know that you want to move states away for each other. But
It is crazy, but it's a great story.
It's a great story. And there's a lot more to it. I'm not completely crazy.
Yeah, but it's very cinematic. I mean, you know, I can see you late at night running across the asphalt parking lot, you know.
And it was that moment. And I called his name and he didn't turn around and I had to call it again.
Yeah. The only thing that would have made it better is if, you know, maybe it was snowing or sleeting or something.
And yeah.
You had to run through the rain.
In the film version, there will be snow.
Oh, absolutely. So, Abigail, let me ask you about how you write. Is it, you know, like a very spontaneous process with you, or do you have to actually work at it and sit down, get in the right frame of mind?
I think it's probably a little bit of both, but I feel like often, and there's so many different songs have been written different ways.
Sure.
But typically, I kind of find a riff, like with that song Run,
yeah,
and with Beautiful Day, the first two songs I played. I was playing around. I was like, oh, I like the way that sounds, and I kind of build this little composition, and then I start singing and see what comes out. And that's what happened. Usually something spontaneous comes out, and I usually get like a first verse.
Oh, okay.
And I
yeah,
go,
yeah.
Who is it? What is the story?
Yeah.
And then I have to work for the rest of it.
So the words come first usually with you, or
the music comes first and then the words. And then a lot of times I will record on voice notes.
Sure.
Just
yeah,
me kind of free-forming, and they'll be like 20-minute long, just me making up words and making up
sure,
lyrics. And then I go on walks with my dog, Oscar, and I listen back, and I can kind of figure out, what is the song about? What words do I like?
Where it's and, going, yeah.
Yeah, so I call them my song walks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
So it's kind of it is a process, and it's fun to have done this long enough to start to know what works.
Yeah. I like that because, you know, a lot of people work very differently. Some people, you know, they tell me they have to sit down at their desk and it's kind of laborious and they have to pull it out, you know. And other people, it's very spontaneous. And I like yours. It sounds
thanks,
spontaneous, but you know how to craft it, you know.
I feel like I meet the universe halfway.
There you go. I like that.
Yeah.
We're talking to Abigail Dowd. You got a couple of more tunes for us?
Absolutely.
You and Jason Duff?
Yeah. I'm going to play a song called Desire. It's a song that I wrote for my brother, who was a fireman. And I'm going to send this out to all the firemen in Pensacola because I know that they've been working very hard, as I read in the newspaper that there have been quite a number of fires here in Pensacola. So this one goes out to the firemen. 1, 2, 3. There's something burning deep inside. I can see it in his eyes. First saw the flicker when he was 3 years old. The preacher said he'd grow up tall. He'd be the bravest of us all. He'd fight the devil and his own desires. Mama's on her knees tonight. She says, hold that crowd beneath him tight. You bring those boys home, all right. Call Mama in the morning. Out on the darkest road I know, he's out there looking for the glow of the fire. He can feel it in his soul. He'll lead him through a wall of flame. No doubt, no questioning, no pain. He'll fight the blaze till the cold air chills his bones. Oh, the devil, he's in rare form tonight, but he's going down, oh, he's going down. Bring those boys home, all right. Call Mama in the morning. Mm-hmm.
strong. He sees the worst kind of road. He'll chase the devil straight into the fire. Oh, and mama's on her knees tonight. She says, hold that ground beneath him tight. You bring those boys home, all right. Call mama in the morning.
I can't come to Pensacola and not play the Wiregrasser, which is a song that I wrote about a turpentine worker based in Andalusia, Alabama. And where I come from, my hometown is Southern Pines, North Carolina, and the longleaf pines grow there. So as I drive through Georgia and Alabama and into Pensacola, I feel like I never leave home because the pine trees are here. Rocky shore beneath the pines is where I come from, and I can still hear my mama calling. Come sundown, boy, you make your way back home. From the Wiregrass of Alabama, down in Andalusia is where I get my name. I work this land just like my daddy, hands like leather, and I mean as though. I'm a Wiregrasser chipping down the pines. There's no more black belt prairies, only pitch tar. Ooh, and turpentine. Well, I grew up from the ashes. Sand in my shoes and pine sap running through my veins. I've got cat face carved in my sights. Oh, and no amount of prayer will save my life. 'Cause I'm a Wiregrasser chipping down the pines. There's no more black belt prairies, only pitch tar. Ooh, and turpentine. Oh, we cut them down, we bled them dry, and we worked them to the bone. Stomped out the devil's fire and prayed that God would save our souls. I still hear mama calling. Heaven is the only place left to call my home. God bless my soul. 'Cause I'm a Wiregrasser chipping down the pines. There's no more black belt prairies, only pitch tar. Ooh, and turpentine.
Abigail Dowd with Jason Duff from our Studio A on Acoustic Interlude. I'm John McDonnell. Great songs. I liked each and every one of them.
Thank you.
And you two sound good together.
Thanks. I think we'll keep each other.
Yeah. I guess the universe knew what they were doing, what it was doing, right? So how can we find you on social media? You're in all the usual places.
I'm in all the usual places. Instagram is where I hang out most of the time.
Okay. We'll check Instagram.
I think my handle is at abigail.dowd.
Yeah. And you're on Spotify and Apple Music.
I'm on all the places. Yeah.
And it's Abigail Dowd, D-O-W-D, very D-O-W-D. Easy name. Thanks again for coming. I really appreciated it, and you guys sound great.
Thank you. We were happy to be here.
Abigail Dowd was recorded for Acoustic Interlude Sessions at WUWF's Studio A. I'm John McDonnell. Be sure to subscribe to Acoustic Interlude Sessions on your favorite podcast platform.
WUWF Public Media.